Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second, the right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Fritzy Connolly. Batting seventh, the DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth, the catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth, the DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boggs. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Ripken moves to second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Lyons fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lyons. Rayford goes all the way around to score. Sakata moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roenick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sakata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata misplays the ball. That's an error on Sakata. Boggs moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roenick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rayford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shelby moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Roenick hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gettman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Gettman reaches second base with a double. Jackie Gutierrez pinch runs for Rich Gettman. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.